Welcome to the Nail Room. I'm Sarah. Grab a cuppa, stick your feet up. Let's have a chat. Hello, hello, people. How are you all? Now, firstly, I must apologise for my absence. In short, it's just really hard juggling everything. And I don't know if any of you guys have had COVID at all, but ever since I had COVID back in November, I get really, really tired and I get a little bit under the weather and I kind of struggle a little bit to keep my energy up all the time. And with the launch of my brand, and like, that sounds so poncy when I say, oh, the launch of my brand. Yeah, come and see my brand. What I mean is I've got a website with stuff on it. And doing that was a lot of hard work. And the support I've had is absolutely amazing. And I have just spent so many hours just trying to make it better, make it bigger, get more stuff, create more designs. And I guess I lost a little bit of my inspiration for the podcast. So, yeah, I've just been a little bit overwhelmed, I think. And I struggled with inspiration. I didn't want to keep coming on and regurgitating the same information. I wanted to find out what you guys need, I guess, and how maybe I can help, or if I can't help, I can find people that can help. Wow, there's loud traffic outside today. It's doing my head in. I've also been absolutely plagued with allergies. Has anyone else sort of, the minute the cherry blossom and daffodils come, does anyone else just turn into like the living snot monster? Because I've suffered so much. And I didn't want to record when I was like super nasally and like every other word. But actually, you know, It's amazing how ill allergies can make us feel, and reactions, anything like that that affects your sinuses, your airways. That's another thing I've noticed since having COVID. What were more sinus allergies have now become chest related as well. So I get tight chests. And that's what this week's episode is about. Speaking of allergies, I'm learning this segue malarkey. Oh, check me. Is allergies, reactions, two products within the nail industry. Now, I have had the offer of a guest coming on. I believe she's in the States, and I am going to be talking to her in more detail in the future about coming onto the podcast and getting down into the nitty-gritty of it. But at first, I just wanted to put the feelers out and get you guys's, wow, I'm now officially 12 years old and can't speak. I wanted to get the opinion of you guys on, have you suffered allergies, reactions to products? How can we avoid them? But also, are there a few that we don't know about or are misinformed about? So I put a few shout outs on YouTube and Facebook. I'm going to tell you quickly what's happened to me, and then I explained my situation to other people and I want to tell you what they said. So, I used to also be a lash artist. In fact, I was rather good in my time. As a student, I won a global award. I was top five, I think. And I was on course to have a really good career in the lash industry. And nails was my second thing. But I started getting bad sinuses and feeling like I had the flu, and I didn't know what it was. And eventually we boiled it down to the fact that it was the adhesive, and there was a chemical in there called cyanoacrylate. And I thought, right, okay, what do I do? I tried everything. I even tried a chemical filter mask. It's literally got two air filters, one either side. It looks like something out of some sort of sci-fi movie. But the minute I'd finished the service and, you know, took my mask off because my face was sweating, there was still undetectable fumes in the atmosphere around me. So I couldn't physically smell them, but they were affecting my body. And normally within 8 hours, I'd start to react. And I'd be there at night with my chest burning, my eyes itching, my nose completely blocked. And it became quite almost like an antisocial reaction because I look like death. My nose will go red and streaming. People thinking, God knows what she's shoving up there. I don't know. You don't know what people think, do you? So I had to stop doing lash extensions. Anyway, fast forward to now. And as I started doing more and more nails, I started having the same reaction. Now, I'm allergic to dust. So I got a dust extractor. Well, it was actually gifted to me, a dust extractor. And I was like, okay, cool. And that really helped. And I would wear masks and I wasn't doing too badly. And then slowly it kind of crept back in again to the point where I would do half a set of nails on myself, so like one hand, and I would use adhesive to stick the tips on and some adhesive on the crystals, that's all. And I would wear mask and I would still be ill. And on my, not my most recent YouTube video, but the one before that, you can actually hear just how poorly I am. And I was I felt awful. I mean, you can't function in a busy job when you feel like that. You can't work to your best. And it's a little bit depressing, I'll be honest. So I put a shout out and just said, please, like, how do I get around this? I've been doing this job for many years. I'm an educator, but there are things I don't know and I need help. I cannot cope with cyanoacrylate in adhesives. Is there another thing I can use? Is there another option? Is there another way I can do this? Because I am not stopping doing the thing I love. I mean, I was taking over-the-counter allergy remedies. They would not work. My daughter even gave me hers, and she is on the highest prescription you can get for anti-allergy meds. So like a normal anti-allergy tablet is like, what, 10 milligrams? Hers, I think they're like 80 or 180. I'm going to check and I'm going to get back to you in about 5 seconds. I'm back. Okay, hers are 180. So they're the next step up from there, I believe, is some sort of injection. And they were kind of helping after I'd had the reaction, but they wouldn't stop the reaction. So I put this shout out on YouTube. I'm just going to go in now to have a little look and talk to you about what people were saying. So let's just get into the comments section. Thank you for all the comments and all the advice, because it's been absolutely life-saving. So I'm just going to literally scroll through. Nicole says, clear Acrodrel or polygel for adhesive. I prefer this method over glue always. It holds the tiniest pixies and caviar beads to the largest, bulkiest stones. Yeah, I know. See, I have tried using like a polygel / Acrodrel and my stones came out. My pointy backs literally just popped out. So I don't know what I did wrong. But I do use a hard gel for that. I just have to read Raven1303's comment because it's not even related to allergies. It just made me laugh. It says, no, I do not need any more crystals or glitters. So this is Cherry Blossom from Smiley's and the Alina crystals from my website. Oh, fuck, I've got no self-control when it comes to shiny nail products. I had to read that. Again, Sharon Smith recommended a thick UV gel for crystals. I had never used it for flatbacks. So I always used glue for the flatbacks and a thick gel for the pointies. Again, more people recommending gel. But here we have... Where is it? Here we are. So Lynn recommended using a base coat or a base gel to apply tips. And I was like, what is this witchcraft? Again, I'm just going to flick through and let you know. Paula, here we are talking of allergies. Paula says, I have a severe allergy to acrylic I had to stop using it. Only my hands itch, crack, bleed. My face, eyes start swelling from the dust. I've converted to something. Still irritates my fingers and thumbs. I would say to Paula that it's hemma that will be the thing that's causing the reaction. That's the ingredient that people react to 9 times out of 10. It's hemma. You can get hemma-free monomer. You can get hemma-free gels, like gel polishes, Madame Glam, Lacente. I think Lacente is hemma-free. I know Madame Glam is. Kathy said, I don't have any allergies with nail products, but I have a ton of other allergies. Mate, I tell you, my sinuses are so sensitive. And since I had COVID, I suffered with COVID in my sinuses really badly. And they've never been right. They've always been bad since. Miss Teresa Kay says, when I first started out doing nails, I was using acrylic. After a little while, I started to get massive headaches because of the smell. Yes, 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 yes. The fumes can be overpoweringly strong and cause really horrific headaches, especially if you just have a tendency to get smell-triggered headaches. I do, so I'm very particular with my monomers. I use Nail Mate. I find that I can cope with that, and I could cope with Diamond Nail Supplies, and I was all right with Glitter Bells, but CJP blew my head off. I couldn't cope with it. Miss Teresa has switched to gel, and uses Ugly Duckling Stick It for bling. That stuff's really good, actually. I used to have that, but I left it out and it's set. Shelley recommended trying the nasal sprays. I'll tell you what, I go through a ton of it. I use it every day because I have really bad sinuses. I'm allergic to dust, right? But I live in a big house and there's lots of nooks and crannies and I work too much and don't clean enough. So dust gathers. So I sneeze every day. It's just how bad is the allergy going to be? Terry Ann just left me a most beautiful comment and I love her. She always does. Oh, Sharon's also asked if I'll do the Alina crystals in mixed size packs like AB mixed 1400s. Yes, I will. I will. They're being produced. Right. Again, Lauren recommending using polygel or gel for crystals. Again, Janice recommending that. Sassy Fans Fantasy recommended using a special mask, but for me, I can't. It still doesn't work. Also, Janice recommended using acrylic to put on crystals. Now, it was Dana. I think you pronounce it Dana or Dana Johnston, who said, I haven't used nail glue since I learned you can use builder gel, acrylic, or polygel to adhere nail tips. They stay on much longer than if I use glue. I personally prefer polygel. It's so easy to use. I rough up my nail bed and the underside of the tip, prep and primer my nails as usual, gel paste, then cure. So what I do is, if you'll see in my most recent YouTube video, I used my TX Elite tips because I wanted extreme length and I had to do a demonstration on how to take them from an extreme square into a mid-length coffin nail, because they're perfectly flexible. And I roughed up the underside of the tip, prepped my nails as normal. I applied Lacente base coat to the tip of my nail, and then cured that, and then Lacente builder gel to the underside of the tip, just on the contact area only, and stuck that down, and they're perfect. Absolutely perfect. And it was Dana or Dana, that was the comment that I saw first. Nails for the Week said they're allergic to something in Nail Nails monomer. Totally my fault. I got way too much on my skin when I was learning. Right, two things that have flagged up here. It won't just be Nail Nails monomer. It will be any monomer with hemma in it. I guarantee you. Choose a hemma free. Try that. And getting too much monomer on the skin is a massive problem in the industry. Why people are using a freaking size 20 brush, I do not know. Have you seen anybody with nail beds that big? No. Just no. It's not going to happen. If you are getting a brush on the skin every time, you are risking causing an allergy. Every single time. It could be the first time you do it. It could be the 400th time you do it. You won't know, but it will happen. I'm really careful, and even I still get it on my skin. I've got tiny, tiny nail beds. I use a size 10 brush, and to be honest, I probably should use a size 8. But it's really, really hard. Really, really hard. You must keep that product away from the skin at all costs. Peg said, it's not an allergy, it's a reaction. You can only have allergies to natural substances, not chemicals. This is very interesting because we're always told, aren't we, you've got an allergy. But Peg is right, it is a reaction. That's just use of word, though, I suppose. So plenty of people are having experiences with it and have learnt to adapt. And without you guys and the advice, I wouldn't have known how to get round my allergy. So I also have a Facebook group. It's called Nail Tech Support. It's a private group, so you have to apply to be part of it because we want people to agree to the terms and conditions, which is basically don't be an arse and don't go on there just to promote your business. I was looking through the comments just to see, and Shelley, my lovely admin, she's amazing. She'd posted about allergies and, you know, for people to talk about it, let's have a conversation. And the whole point of this is not bashing brands as well. I don't care about what brand causes what reaction. We should know what we're looking for at the end of the day. We should know what chemicals to avoid and how to use a product. And if there are chemicals that are in something, then just don't use the product. It's our responsibility to understand what is safe. If a company is directly misleading people, well, then they're going to get into trouble. And fair play, we can't control that. But 9 times out of 10, we can control not getting product on the skin, trying to use hemorrhage-free gel polishes and stuff like that at every opportunity. They're just things we can do. So Joanna's put, I'm a wee bit excited after many, many years of being allergic to everything. And I mean everything, including just putting my hand repeatedly in my lamp. I've managed to keep a nail on using Light Elegance Gel. I've had it on for 2 days, no reaction so far. My skin is so sensitive. It always reacts within minutes of anything going near it, including filing dust or just touching something that has been in contact with any products. But so far, so good. I still have to wear gloves, inner bottle barrier cream and cotton finger cots and gloves if I touch anything else. But I'm just so happy to have found something I can use. First of all, Joanne, you've got some dedication to still be in this industry with all those sensitivities. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. We've got another one from Ellie, who says, hello, I'm a qualified nail tech and normally use the manicure company. However, one of my friends has recently discovered that she is allergic to methacrylates and acrylates in general. I've been searching all ingredients to find a gel she can use, but I cannot find any. Has anyone had this issue before? And does anyone know any brands? Light Elegance has been flagged up as one in the comments section. So that might help. That might help. But I think the main thing is, like, if you're practicing and you want to limit exposure, get a practice hand. They're not the best. They're a bit annoying, but they're better than nothing. And just, we need to have these conversations about, there are hidden allergies. Nobody told me, I knew that you could get an allergy to Hema in acrylic and gel. Nobody ever said to me, actually, you can have an allergy to glue. Just glue, and how poorly it can make you feel. So if you find yourself getting sinus problems and you're doing everything else, you know, like headaches, sinuses, sore throat I get, and a tight chest, and you find yourself in that situation, try eliminating the glue, see if it helps. If you guys want to talk any more in depth about this, then you can email me at southwestnailtraining@gmail.com, and we can, you know, bring this into the conversation. Also, I want to do, as we are approaching the release of lockdown, I want to do an episode where I have people on and we talk about what you are proud of. What have you achieved in lockdown that you might not have had the time to achieve had you have been working? I know it's been stressful financially, especially, but I'm sure we can all find something positive to celebrate, and I want to celebrate you. I want to do an episode celebrating you and showing how amazing you are. So please get in touch with me, southwestnailtraining@gmail.com, or if you see me dotting about on social media, just slide in my DMs. I want to celebrate you guys, and I want you to go back to work feeling how amazing, like, not how amazing, oh my God. I want you to go back to work feeling amazing and celebrating the utter, complete, amazing boss babes that you are. I'm going to go. I'll see you in my next one. Tally bye.